Welcome to House Call, the podcast where we dive into the do's and don'ts of interior design. I'm your host, Caroline Klein. I'm an interior designer, vintage obsessed, and I want you to love coming home as much as I do. I'm here to give you practical tips and a roadmap to creating a home you never want to leave. Think of this as a coffee date with your interior design bestie. Let's get into it. Hello, everyone. How are we doing? I've been good. It's been busy, busy around here, as always. David, my husband, has been getting used to his new airplane, which has been super fun for him. He gets to go to Europe all the time. So he's always FaceTiming me and sending me pictures from all of these fun cities of all of the incredible food and cool places that he gets to go. So I just got off of a FaceTime with him. It's so fun. And I'm a little bit jealous. And he keeps asking me to come on all of his trips with him, but there's just no way to make that happen all the time. So anyway, what I have been loving this week is, drumroll please, my new glasses. Or more specifically, this glasses company that I found called Hip Optical. I have terrible eyesight, and I have since I was in elementary school. I've always had really bad eyesight, and I definitely want to get LASIK one day, but apparently you're supposed to wait until after you're done having kids to get LASIK, or at least that's what I've heard. Pregnancy is wild, but I needed to get new glasses with my new prescription, and I wanted to find some that were a little bit more interesting. And I spent so much time looking for different options that were fun, but not like too funky and weird. So I found this company called Hip Optical, and maybe you've heard of it, and I've just been living underneath a rock, I don't know. But I ordered a few new pairs of glasses, and I am obsessed with them. One of them is sort of this like kind of black and white tortoise shell. They're kind of square shaped. I have them on my face right now. And then I also bought a pair of kind of cat eye ones, but not like too cat eye, if you catch my drift. And those ones are olive green. And then I got a pair of prescription sunglasses, which kind of makes me sound like an old person, but they're very cool and very fun. So if you're in the market for new glasses, go check them out. I love mine so far. Okie doke. So today we are going to be talking about ceilings. I think often people underestimate the power of a really well-designed ceiling. I think they are the most underutilized wall in your home, and I am here to tell you that they don't have to be. It's a great way to just draw your eye upward, make your ceilings feel taller, introduce more character and more personality, and they often take a design, an interior design scheme, from feeling kind of meh or just fine to something so beautiful and special. And I think the reason that ceilings don't often get their time to shine is because one of two reasons. I think people either kind of forget or they feel like it's a waste, or they get scared and a little bit intimidated and feel like it's going to be too bold. So I want to say, first of all, that it is never a waste. A ceiling can make such a big impact. And I think if you have a really simple room with just neutrals and you add a cool wallpaper or an interesting vaulted ceiling with beams and stringers, you can immediately feel like that room has 10 times the personality that it did before. And then when people feel intimidated by adding a cool element to the ceiling, or they feel like it's too bold, to that I say, how does that like make sense? It's no bolder than putting wallpaper or paneling on vertical walls. It's just a horizontal wall. It's just your ceiling. I just think it can make a room feel way more designed, way more interesting when you consider the ceiling as an option. So first, let's talk about some of my favorite like architectural options that you have for a ceiling. These aren't necessarily the easiest to implement in a weekend, obviously, but if you're doing a renovation or if you're looking to really transform your home or you're building a new construction home, these are definitely some go-tos that make such a huge difference. So vaulted ceilings are one option, and this is when the ceiling follows the angle of the roof. So oftentimes it will be like pitched in the middle. And it's a popular thing to do in renovations because you can dramatically increase your ceiling height. But they're also super popular in new construction homes nowadays. And this will definitely take some collaboration from an architect because you need to be sure that everything is kept structurally intact and that your house won't collapse in on itself, obviously. So it might require stringers for more architectural support, which are basically kind of beams that stretch from one wall to another. I love a vaulted ceiling because when you walk into this space, you just immediately look upward. It's sort of like entering a church, if you know what I mean. You just immediately look up and it feels so grand and open and airy. Another thing that I am truly obsessed with are arched ceilings. I'm working on a project with an arched foyer and it is so beautiful. We're going to wallpaper the arched foyer. But I've also seen bathrooms with an arched ceiling and then they tiled the walls and then the tile just kind of continues up onto the ceiling. And it is so stunning. It's incredible. The light just like reflects off of the tile in that arch and it kind of glitters a little bit and it almost makes your bathroom feel like it's the Sistine Chapel. And I've also seen kitchens with arched kind of barreled ceilings and that's also really beautiful. Most of the time, it just makes sense to do this in kind of a smaller or like a closed off room because you can't really arch a huge open concept area, if that makes sense. And then another thing you can do to your ceiling from more of an architectural standpoint is adding skylights. This is a great way to bring in more natural light into your space and again, just draws your eye upward. I think skylights in kitchens can be super useful because so often all of the wall space in a kitchen is often accounted for with cabinets and things like that. So a skylight can serve the dual purpose of adding interest to your ceiling and incorporating more natural light. But you can also do skylights in tons of different places in your room. There's not a place that I would say you can't or shouldn't have a skylight. You can do one in a closet. That would be really great. Bathrooms are nice because you get more natural light without compromising privacy. I mean, really, the sky is the limit. Another great option is a coffered ceiling. I would say this definitely has more of a traditional feel for sure, but it can be really beautiful. A coffered ceiling is a ceiling that has a series of like rectangular, square, or sometimes octagonal 3D grids. So part of the ceiling is sort of recessed. These are typically seen as pretty traditional, and they're seen in ancient Greek and Roman architecture, which is where the origins of this style kind of come from. I love with a coffered ceiling when the trim, the walls, and the coffered ceiling are all painted the same color. It feels just really cohesive and adds so much depth to your room. And it adds interest without kind of introducing another color or material like a wood if you're feeling like you're kind of maxed out on color and materials already. Along those same lines are beams, obviously. I'm sure you guys have all heard of adding beams to your ceiling. You can go beefier with a larger beam, which I think is appropriate for a large room with a lot of square footage or if you have taller ceilings. Or it might be appropriate to go with something with smaller dimensions if you have a smaller room or lower ceilings because you don't want the beams to be hanging too low if you only have like an 8 foot or a 9 foot ceiling. This all kind of comes down to scale and proportion as to like what's right for your specific room. If it's too big, if the beam is too big and too beefy, it will make your ceiling look lower. But you also don't want the beams to look really dinky if you go too small in a large space or a space with like 16 foot ceilings. Beams can also be painted to match the ceiling or the trim. This creates that same kind of feeling that I was talking about earlier with the coffered ceiling. It just creates depth and interest on the ceiling without necessarily introducing a new species of wood into the design. You also have the option to go with as much or as little detail on your beams as you would like. In like a more minimalist or more modern home, I would say go with the simpler profile. But if you have a really ornate home and you're a little bit more maximalist, you can add trim to your beams to just give them a little bit more of that ornate detail. But wood beams are also super beautiful, obviously. I think this creates a little bit more of a rustic feeling. I don't think it necessarily means that your house is going to look like a farmhouse. It can still be so refined and beautiful. But it just adds one more natural element to the design, which is oftentimes exactly what you're looking for. I will say, though, when choosing wood beams, be sure that you're considering the wood species of your floor and any other woods that you have in the space. I don't think they necessarily need to match or be the exact same shade, but you do want to make sure that they go well together. You could have a white oak floor and do darker, more walnut kind of looking beams on the ceiling. Totally different woods, totally different shades, but they still go well together. You just don't want the woods to clash in the space. I also love beadboard on a ceiling, which is another really fun option. You often see beadboard nowadays on the wall, but traditionally beadboard was used a lot on ceilings also. This just adds some texture and some detail and a little something special to the ceiling. In our last house, the Purple House, we had beadboard on all of the really tall ceilings, which just, I mean, to me feels like it was probably an absolute pain in the butt to get up there, but it did make you immediately look upward and made the ceilings look even taller and more interesting. And then that combined with the beautiful chandeliers and the crown molding up there and the picture rail, it just felt very elegant and Victorian. Along those same lines, you could do tongue and groove paneling on the ceiling. This is another way to just add texture and interest to the ceiling. I love when people use vertical tongue and groove on the walls and then just carry it up into the ceiling so the whole room is sort of encased in tongue and groove paneling. It just makes the room feel so complete and like you were committed to that tongue and groove, which is, I think, often what design is lacking, is a strong commitment. This is really popular nowadays with how much paneling is popular nowadays, but I'm so here for it. I love that it just adds depth and layers to a space with all of these details without feeling like too much, like it's just enough texture. Another great way to add interest to a ceiling is obviously lighting. You can obviously incorporate beautiful ceiling fixtures like chandeliers and pendants that are showstoppers. I'm a big proponent of choosing lights that make a design statement, and this is a hill I will die on. Buy fun lights, people. You won't regret it. But that isn't the only thing as it relates to your light fixtures. I have been loving when people use cool flush mounts or semi-flush mounts instead of can lights. You may have seen this before, but they sort of lay out the flush mounts or the semi-flush mounts in a grid like you would can lights. But you just use a more interesting light fixture as opposed to the really traditional can light. I think I talked about this in last week's episode when I was talking about Tan France's kitchen, but they used these globe semi-flush mounts in his kitchen instead of can lights. And it just felt so much more interesting and kind of traditional since can lights weren't invented until, I think, the 1940s. And then one more thing as it relates to lights. You can also use ceiling medallions. Ceiling medallions are a type of trim that's usually in a circle and they sit around the junction box of a light fixture. It just adds more interest and draws more attention to your light fixture. And I would say most of the time they're appropriate for probably chandeliers. I don't think most of the time they feel appropriate for a pendant light. It just, the scale and just doesn't feel appropriate for a pendant light or a semi-flush mount. But if you have a really beautiful chandelier, think about getting a ceiling medallion. You can get really ornate ones or ones that are a little bit more simple. And they just add this kind of traditional flair to your light. And there are also applied texture finishes that you can put on your ceiling for something a bit more subtle than like trim. And I don't necessarily mean popcorn ceilings. You could do a Venetian plaster if you have that on your walls. And Venetian plaster can be tinted or painted any color. And speaking of paint, you can also paint your ceiling something other than white. I am here to give you permission. I have been loving a ceiling that is painted a fun, cool color. I think you can do it a few different ways. You could do white walls and then the ceiling is like this punchy kind of colorful element in your room. Or if you did wallpaper on the walls, you could take one of the colors from the wallpaper and do that on your ceiling. I'm working on a project where we're doing this really pretty grayish blue on the ceiling with white walls and then these really beautiful curtains that have all these blues and grays and creams in them. And it's just going to be so, I think it's going to be so stunning. And it's just a way to introduce color if you don't necessarily want to paint all four of the walls a color. And if you're not sold on a fun painted ceiling, go look up pictures. There are so many cool options that really creative people have done. And as far as trim goes, when you have a painted ceiling, I think you kind of have two choices and there's no right or wrong. You can paint the crown molding the same color as the ceiling or the same color as the rest of your trim. I don't think there's necessarily a right or wrong. It just depends on what you're going for. You could also do a cool color block situation where you have a vertical stripe that kind of extends up onto the ceiling. I feel like this is easier to understand with a picture, but I'll try to explain it. I'm looking at a picture of a hallway where the wall at the end of the hallway is navy blue, and then that color just extends up onto the ceiling. So it kind of draws you down the hallway. I just think there are so many different ways that you can incorporate a cool painted ceiling that look a little bit out of the ordinary. And finally, one of my favorite things to do to a ceiling is wallpaper it. I was this close to doing a wallpapered ceiling in the baby's nursery, but I ended up going in a different direction. David was super skeptical when I was throwing around this idea and kind of confused as to why you would ever put wallpaper on a ceiling, but he eventually got on board when I showed him pictures. I think you can do a lot of different things with wallpaper. I've done more textural wall coverings on the ceiling, something like a really pretty cork or something that just has a little bit of movement. Or you could do a bigger pattern, like a botanical or something more geometric. So you could go with something a little bit more bold or something more subtle. It just depends on your design goals. Then you could take one of the colors from the wall covering and paint your walls that color, sort of like the reverse of what I was talking about earlier. I think this is a fun thing to do in a bedroom where you spend time looking up from your bed, or in a powder room or in a foyer or a hallway. You probably just don't want to be wallpapering the ceiling of a really large open concept space, because there's not going to be a great place to start and stop the wall covering, and it could look really busy. And then on top of that, that would be extraordinarily expensive to wallpaper the ceiling of a really large open concept space. And then one more thing to do to accentuate your ceilings before we go is a more ornate crown molding. I won't go on and on about this, but if you want to hear more about that, go to the podcast episode that I did about trim and millwork. I talk more specifically about crown molding, but a really cool or thick crown molding can really just draw your eye immediately upwards. So those are just a few ways that you can really make your ceiling feel a lot more interesting and have it be a big part of your design in a really intentional way. And what's great about a lot of these is that you can do a combination of some of these ideas. So you could do beadboard with beams that are all painted the same color. So beautiful. You could do tongue and groove that's painted a really interesting, rich color. You could do ornate crown molding with a ceiling medallion around a really killer chandelier. You could do an arch ceiling with wallpaper or tile. I mean, the sky is really the limit. You have so many different options. So I hope this was helpful. If you have seen any really cool ceilings, I would love to hear about them. Or if you've done something in your home that you are obsessed with, send me a picture. I would love to see it. Otherwise, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye!